from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Tucker in for Kyle behind the glass. A ton to get to today, including some more fallout as we get ready for tomorrow. A preseason game. The Eagles, Sirianni, Hurts. Good morning, Hugh Douglas, as we get to coming here off a big Phillies win last night.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. You know, if you work out in the morning, it makes you feel better during the course of the day. I noticed that since I've been, like, getting up in the morning, you know, and just getting on the elliptical, doing my little time on the elliptical, I feel better in the morning.
Feel energized?
Yeah, feel better.
A little natural energy. I agree with that, Hugh. I like that one. And you know what? I'm dragging a little bit. You know why? Because I stayed up for that full Phillies game.
Woo! That was a long one last night.
And that was a big win. That was a character win by the Phillies last night. One of my favorite wins of the year. They're down 4-1. Down 4-1 with Tyler Phillips on the mound, not playing good defense early. That felt like it could have gone really in a bad way, and they fought back. And, Hugh, how about Kyle Schwarber?
And they almost fought.
They almost fought, which we'll get to a little bit later in the show. But, Hugh, Kyle Schwarber, man, three bombs last night as the Phillies win
their money time.
They win their first series since about a month ago when the Dodgers were here.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and look, the other day I thought it felt like they were back. It felt like that to me when they won that game in Seattle. Then they go lose the first one in L.A., and it's like, ugh. But they bounce back, couple wins in a row. Now they go to Arizona. So great Phillies win last night. Braves lose, so the lead grows in the National League East. We'll talk a lot of Phillies today. 215-592-9494, including Kyle Schwarber. And I got a lot to say about him coming up in a little bit because I think he's reached a point for me where I want to put him on a different place within this team. But, Hugh, we can't avoid and we can't continue to avoid, but your calls on the Phillies are welcome here. The Eagles situation, because my eyes are now really moving forward to the start of this season. I mean, we are like 4 weeks from right now. We are getting ready for the first game.
I know, isn't it exciting?
It is exciting. 4 weeks from tomorrow, the season starts. I mean, the Eagles and the Packers is 4 weeks from tomorrow, obviously with the Friday game there. And, Hugh, you know what it has me thinking about? It has me thinking about the coach. It has me thinking about the quarterback and the idea of really where the pressure lies this season. And I know everyone's, you know, and a lot of people, I should say, are saying, well, let's move forward, right? No more about last year. It's about this year. All right.
Head in the sand.
Well, your head's in the sand. Mine's not. But let's do that. Let's move forward here, Hugh, and talk about the idea of the pressure both of these guys face. Because, Hugh, you know what yesterday's story gave me? It gave me the final piece of the puzzle. You know what you asked for months and months?
Yeah, what happened?
What happened? We know now, right? It's pretty obvious what happened. What happened last year was the coach and the quarterback fell off the same page. I mean, totally off the same page. And now they try to make this work with a new arrangement. And, Hugh, the reality is this. Both guys have real pressure on them. I mean, that's a fact. They have pressure on them to succeed and to be better this year. Both performers have to. But, Hugh, when you think about who has more pressure this year, I think it's interesting because they both have a lot. Hugh, I think it, for me, it's obvious. The pressure of this year, the biggest pressure for me is on Nick Sirianni. They have to play well. They have to win. Otherwise, he's fired. I thought with the setup they have here was a soft firing anyway. I mean, they took all his power away. Mm-hmm. And now he's a CEO, whatever that means. He's popping in meetings. It's an easy lever to pull if they struggle. The pressure is squarely on Sirianni to me. I think he's got the most, more than Hurts. Because I don't think they're getting rid of Hurts if they stink this year, but they are absolutely getting rid of Sirianni if this team underachieves. Hugh, where do you come down on this? The bigger pressure, more pressure this season. Is it Hurts? Is it Sirianni?
Oh, it's definitely on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is the one that's under the most pressure. They've amassed a pretty formidable offense. And when you talk about this team, you talk about this offense and how high-powered it could potentially be this year. And you also talk about the guy that's supposed to make the offense go, that's Jalen Hurts. So if Jalen Hurts comes out the box and he falters, then it's on him. You know, yeah, there's going to be talk, no question about that, about Coach Sirianni's competence as a head coach and all this other stuff. That's why Kellen Moore is here, Coach Moore is here. But at the end of the day, when you talk about this offense and the success that Jalen has had in the past and the success that he's going to be tied to this year is definitely on him.
Well, I'm not trying to say there's not pressure on Jalen Hurts. There is. But I put more on Sirianni for this very simple reason. He's more likely to go if they play poorly. I mean, like, Jalen Hurts has a $107 million dead cap hit if they cut him after this season. He also has a no-trade clause. He's got some pull here where it's, like, not easy to just move on to another quarterback. It's so easy. I mean, the Eagles, if they struggle out the gate, and I don't think they will to this extent, but if they're 0-3, Sirianni's fired. Kellen Moore's on the staff. Vic Fangio's on the staff. They have answers to the test here if they have to fire this guy. I think the nature of it, it's very easy to move on from a head coach, if you have to. It's a little bit harder to move on from a quarterback.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but there's been a lot of controversy surrounding this quarterback and his leadership ability. Let me pull that back. Not his leadership ability. The leadership, questions about his leadership,
of course,
I should say. I don't want to say his ability because that makes it seem like he's not a good leader. But questions about his leadership style and questions about his integration into this team and being a team guy, mm-hmm. and interacting with people. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot to be said about that, Joe. So that's why I feel like Jalen has to come out the box and he has to come out swinging.
Well, he has to play well. I mean, he does. Otherwise, people are going to give up on him and not think he's the guy anymore. But he does have some, like, that contract affords him a little bit more time here. Like, Sirianni, I feel like Sirianni is in a no-win situation because if they win and they play well, he'll probably keep his job. But the reality is we're going to give a lot of credit to Kellen Moore. I mean, if the offense hums this year, it's going to be like, well, because Sirianni was out of the way. And if the defense plays well and they win that way, it's going to be a lot of credit to Vic Fangio. I feel like Sirianni is almost in a zero-win situation this season. They do well. He barely gets any credit. He keeps his job, but no one thinks he's really doing anything. And if they struggle, he's the easy guy to fire. 215-592-9494. Who has more pressure on them this year? I mean, after that story came out yesterday, and it added the final layers and the final details to what happened last year, it's pretty obvious there's pressure on both. Let's hear from these guys yesterday responding to the questions about the story. First, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. Sirianni yesterday before practice asked about the relationship with Hurts and where he's at with this team right now. Here's Nick.
Nick, what kind of steps did you take to get on the same page with Jalen during the offseason?
Yeah, go through all the same processes that we go through after each year. And, you know, Jalen and I are in a really good place. Every relationship that you have needs work that with everybody, and we've always continued to try to work at that.
So Sirianni yesterday trying to, you know, nothing to see here, just we're working at it and taking steps for it. How about Jalen Hurts yesterday, his response to the story and his relationship right now with Nick Sirianni?
Well, I think for certain things, you know, I appreciate what you guys do and everything you guys bring, the attention and the sometimes the understanding. I think sometimes people are only able to know what they understand. Sometimes people don't know what they don't know. But in that regard, you know, I think, you know, where we are is you have your reports and you have rumors and then you have reality. And, you know, we're in reality right now.
Reports, rumors, and reality. Hugh, I feel like someone's going to steal that line. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it is. And because he's right, we're in the throes of reality right now. And the reality is, you got a season to get ready for, man. It's like this is the thing. They're not ducking it. They're not ducking it. They're not saying it isn't true.
They've had opportunities for a month to say this is
nonsense.
But
they're trying to move forward.
Right, and they should.
They're trying to move forward, and that's all you can ask for in a situation like this. You know, Tim McMahon is doing his job. You know,
I saw he responded to you yesterday.
Yeah, he said, I was sorry. I know he really didn't mean
my bad.
That. Yeah, he didn't mean that.
Well,
no, Tim is doing his job, and you can't fault a guy for doing his job. But Jalen's right. It happened. Move forward. You have to do everything in your power to repair the relationship with your coach. Because let me tell you a fact that I know for certain is going to happen. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
They go to the Super Bowl and win it. Ain't nobody talk about all this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're right about that. You know what this could be, Hugh? This could be it's one of two things. I mean, it's the galvanizing moment that we'll look back and say, remember when they had a rocky moment and then they came out of it?
Yes.
Or it's the beginning of the end for one or both of them. I mean, it's like, this is the seeds of a coach quarterback divorce. That's yes. What it feels like that in a large extent. 215-592-9494. Who has more pressure on them this season? I think it's clearly Nick Sirianni. I think he's fired very quickly if they struggle. Like, it's going to take a lot, Hugh, for Jalen Hurts not to be this team's quarterback. I mean, he could get hurt and not play well, but it takes a lot for him not to be the quarterback.
I will say this, and I will say this about Jalen. I feel like Jalen's doing all the right things. He's pushing all the right buttons. But that doesn't necessarily mean Jalen's out the woods yet. That's how I look at it. I still feel like there are some people that are looking at him kind of sideways. And they believe in him. They definitely believe in him. But he's going to have to do a lot this season as far as his leadership is concerned. Not saying that he was a bad leader, but I feel like they wanted more from him from that leadership role and being the face of the franchise. So he's gonna have some moments where he's gonna have some growing to do this year.
Well,
so
he does.
I feel like I hear your point about being on Sirianni, but I feel like it's going to be on Jalen a lot too.
Yeah, I just think the nature of it is Sirianni's very easy to move on from, and doesn't it feel like they've half moved on already? I still
Not
don't
really.
Even know what he does around here.
Not really. I think you I mean, know,
but they could get rid of Sirianni like that. Like he's not involved in the offense. He's not involved in the defense. I mean, Kellen Moore could coach the team. Vic Fangio could coach the team. Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the team. You need another quarterback.
It's something to be said about being in a situation where both parties are comfortable. And I feel like that's where the Eagles are with Coach Sirianni. They made the decision to keep him for a reason. And I think part of that is because they're comfortable with what he's done thus far.
Well, you're right on that. They know what I mean?
So it's like, I hear what you're saying, and you can get anybody to coach his team and yada, yada, yada. You know, all of that. But I think that the relationship that they have right now is the one of the main reasons why he's still here.
So you think there's a chance a year from now, let's say they stumble or they miss the playoffs, that Sirianni's still here and Hurts isn't?
Yes, all depends on how it happens, Joe. Like, when you look at it, like, and the reason why I say that is because of this. Look at how the success that Jalen had in a small sampling size year they went to the Super Bowl. What was the narrative? Oh, anybody can play with that kind of offense. Anybody could be a quarterback. You know, you could put me back there. Guys were saying that. I feel like that's the feeling more so now than it ever was before when you talk about this offense and the weapons they've amassed. They paid both of their receivers. They have a really good offensive line, so much so that when they went and got Saquon Barkley, one of the things the Giants were worried about was the fact that Saquon Barkley would play well here. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think they're feeling like there is no way on God's green earth that if they do everything the right way that they should not be in the Super Bowl.
Well, they certainly believe they should be a contender, and I think a lot of people would agree with that. 215-592-9494. More pressure this season. Hurts or Sirianni? I think it's on Sirianni because if they don't – I think he's in a no-win anyway, but if they lose, he's out. If they win, he probably gets to keep his job unless they want to keep Kellen Moore here to run the offense. But Sirianni's in a tough spot. Jalen Hurts, yeah, he's got to be better. But I think he's got some time and collateral to figure this out. Tucker, where do you come down on this? There's a lot of pressure on both these guys as we look forward to the season here. Who's got more pressure, Hurts, Sirianni?
I just think it's Sirianni, especially in the short term. Because you think about, you know, looking ahead, if they start 1-2, 0-3, Jalen Hurts isn't getting benched in favor of Kenny Pickett, right? And we can talk about his ridiculously high dead cap hit and his no trade clause. Like, if things don't work out between the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, I think he'd willingly waive that no trade clause to go to a place where he is wanted and can be a starting quarterback. But, I mean, if this team struggles, if they get off to a rough start, if we get to that week 5 bye and they're, you know, 1-4 and really scuffling, there's a good chance that Nick Sirianni is packing up his office during that bye. Jalen Hurts is going to be the starting quarterback for the season pretty much no matter what.
Yeah, and this stuff's out there now, right? The stuff and the stories are out there enough that this is, you know, if things go well, Hugh, you always say this, if things go well, winning is the ultimate deodorant and you can kind of cover it up, right? Everyone will move off these stories and all this angst.
Yeah.
But as soon as there's a rough spot, it's coming back to this stuff.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. And we're probably going to be the ones that bring it
course.
To the forefront.
I mean,
we're going to be the ones to do it. It's one of those things, Joe, I look at like this. They're moving in the right direction. There's no question about that. And the timing of this story is unfortunate, but they're still moving in the right direction. If Jalen doesn't play well, there's going to be questions, no doubt, about the offense. But I think where the difference is going to be, and this is what we're going to have to figure out, if there's when the analysts start breaking down the film, and if they start to see that there are options there, because let's be realistic, there were times where even his own teammates alluded to the fact that there were outlets and options.
Well, it happened on this show. I mean, his tight end said to us that they had answers. They didn't get to the answers.
That he didn't get to. So it's not far-fetched. Like, initially, that'll probably be the initial reaction. If, say, they go off and they get beat by the Green Bay Packers, then it's going to come back, and it all depends on how they get beat. Now, if it looks like Jalen's missing his mark and he's not getting open receivers and things like that, that's a different conversation.
So I do think at 215-592-9494, more pressure this season. Is it on Hurts or Sirianni to perform? Is both of them now? I mean, the hot seats, they're both on the hot seat now. It's just a matter of how hot each seat is. I think Sirianni's seat is hotter, but Hurts' seat is hot too. I mean, you know, he went from being the toast of the town in the NFL to now people wondering how good the guy is. I mean, that's life in the NFL. Hugh, I'll give you two examples because my initial thought is, the quarterback always has a little bit more
leeway
because he's paid, right? Like,
yeah.
Financially, it's a lot more difficult to get rid of a quarterback than, you know, a coach is just like, it's a rounding error for billionaire owners. They who cares about a coach salary? But Hugh, two examples I'll give you that kind of point to, it's not always as simple as that. You know, in Seattle, it became Russell Wilson or Pete Carroll. They kept Pete Carroll. Now he's gone too now, but you know, in the moment, Pete Carroll won that. He stayed and they got rid of Russell Wilson. So that happened. And then, Hugh, I think about the Eagles' history. You know, a few years ago, when they fired Doug, And I remember the next month here on WIP, everyone told me, every caller said, see, Joe, they believe in Wentz still. They're keeping Wentz. They're getting a coach to fix Wentz. You know what happened a month later, Hugh?
They got rid of Wentz.
Wentz, too. They got rid of both. It wasn't just Doug. I mean, Doug was the first domino to fall, but then a month later, Wentz was out of here anyway. So, Hugh, the reality is, it could be both. I mean, they both could have hot seat issues. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. You can react to the Phillies win with us last night. One of my favorite wins of the year. Three bombs from Kyle Schwarber. I thought they showed fight last night. I said it on Monday, and I believed it, and I believe it even more now. They're out of it. They're out of the worst of what happened over the past couple weeks to a month. They win this series against the Dodgers. Big series this weekend now coming up against the Diamondbacks. Four starting tonight. But I think the worst of the Phillies is over. They finally win a series. Your reaction to the Phils. And, of course, Hurt Sirianni. Who is more pressure on to perform this season? I believe it is clearly Sirianni because I think he could be out of here very quickly if it's not. Hughes got it on Hurts, even though, you know, financially it would be rough to move on. He thinks it is on Hurts. Zach is up on WIP. Good morning, Zach.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Zach. What's up, pal? What are you thinking?
I just wanted to ask, first and foremost, what would have happened if they won the Super Bowl against the Chiefs and they still had their downfall last year? What would the conversation be like?
I think it'd be less harsh, Zach. I think it would be more, forgiving or like a give them a mulligan and less reactionary to the idea that one or both of these guys could actually be out of here this quickly. It would change a lot.
Definitely. I don't think Hurts would be gone any sooner than Sirianni if things really went south. Just due to the fact that he has a lot of potential and he's proven before that he can perform.
Well, he has. I mean, he played at an MVP level a couple years ago. When you have a quarterback like that, Zach, most times those guys get more chances to play well. And that's why, unless he gets hurt or performs terribly, I think that Jalen Hurts is the quarterback here next year. So while he has pressure, I don't feel like it's like he's going to lose his job if he doesn't play well. Sirianni is going to lose his job if they lose games.
Definitely. And I think you can plug certain coaches in around the league into this team and help him better if that was the case.
Well, and that's what I think they're trying to – I mean, they're kind of doing it now. I mean, Sirianni's here, and Zach, we appreciate it. I mean, so the point they could put any coach in here and win. I mean, Hugh, I think some people believe they could.
That's the sentiment. That's the sentiment. Same thing with the quarterback. Like, let's not forget, Joe, the verdict is still out on Jalen, whether or not he's a good player. You've heard guys, his peers, like guys that have played the game, talk about how – they don't feel like Jalen's a top 10 quarterback, top 5 quarterback.
Well, he was what? The executives and scouts put him at 13th on ESPN this year?
Yeah, so there's still some questions about him. He's not bona fide yet. So that's why I feel like it all depends on how this season goes or these games go. Because if it's a situation where you clearly see Jalen, you know, burping the baby, patting the football or whatever, and not hitting open receivers and things like that, that's going to be a problem.
Well, of course. And then I think you mentioned a few minutes ago the idea that they'll know, right? They'll watch the film and they'll know. Were guys open? Were there plays to be made and Jalen wasn't making them?
And it'd be like he should have pulled the trigger. You'll hear, he should have pulled the trigger earlier. He should have saw the outlet or he should have saw the check down. You know, stuff like that. It's going to come out whether or not it's Coach Sirianni because everybody's looking. Everybody's looking to see what happened because, like, this story that Tim wrote yesterday adds some light. It sheds some light on the situation.
Gives details, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still one of those things, okay, so now is it fixed? You know, and that's going to be the big question. Is it fixed?
And when push comes to shove, right, how are each of those guys going to react this season? And then that's part of the most fascinating, you know, things that we're going to watch as the next few weeks unfold and they go to Brazil to play the Packers. And I mentioned the scenario yesterday. They're in a tight game in the fourth quarter. How is everybody reacting here? Right? Like, how are they playing? How are they reacting? How are they interacting with each other? I don't know. None of us are going to know until we see it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up, pal?
Real quick on the Eagles, I guess for the whole team, it would be easier to get rid of Sirianni. But what happens if Jalen plays well, but the team doesn't do good? Then you almost have to get rid of Sirianni, right?
I think of course. I mean, because then you kind of have your answer about Jalen with a different system. He can perform well. But, right. I mean, I don't know how Sirianni survives anything less than a really good year. However we define that. Is it 10 wins? Is it 11? Do they have to win a playoff game? But like anything below that kind of line I just set, I don't know how he's here next year.
So with that said, it really, to me, it's more on Jalen to do well. Because if he does well, I think the only way they really lose or they don't do well is because of the defense, because they're so young. It'd be so difficult to try to get rid of Jalen and then start all over again. And, you know, he'd have to be really bad for that to happen. And I don't think he's going to be that bad. I honestly think he's going to have. I think he's going to have a pretty good season.
I do too.
Coordinator.
Now, to be fair, last year down the stretch he was poor. Like if he plays this year he did the last seven games last year, I think anything's on the table then. But I'm with you, Jeff. I don't anticipate him playing like that.
Yeah, and Philly's point.
Mm-hmm.
I do also believe they are out of the roughest part of their season, and Kyle Schwarber. I don't agree with you that he should be considered for MVP. I think that's going a little bit too far. But he has definitely picked up the pace. And if you can get Bryce starting to hit a little bit, this team is going to be really hard to beat.
They are.
The pitching has been there all year. And even that kid last night, even though they were hitting, you know, there was a couple balls that should have been caught, but they were also squaring some balls up on the outs that they made. So, you know, he's working his way through things. And Harper needs to get going, and if he does, then I don't see anybody stopping us.
And Phillips has some guts. I mean, the defense was not good for him last night. He did, and he gave them, like, in the second inning, I'm sitting there like, oh, no, he's going to get knocked out the third inning, and they're going to be deep in the bullpen. They got to play all weekend. They have no days off here. Jeff, we appreciate it. I thought it was going to be a mess. Tyler Phillips, he fought last night. He kept them in the game, and then Schwarber took over, and they won.
Yeah, man, it was one of those games where it looked like early on, it was not going well for him. And then when they started to fight back, and it was good to see. I mean, it was something that needed to be seen last night, especially when you talk about how the games has been going for him. Unfortunately for Bryce, he didn't have the kind of night that he wanted to have. But like you said, my man Schwarber got it going.
No, he was incredible. It's my favorite win they've had in a long time. I mean, some of the wins they've had the last few weeks, which not many, a lot of them have been kind of easy. Like they shut the other team out. They hit a bunch of home runs, which they hit home runs last night. But last night they had a fight down 4-1 against the Dodgers. 215-592-9494. Who has more pressure on them this season? Is it Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni? I believe it's Sirianni. I think he could be out of here very quickly if things don't go well. Hugh believes it's Jalen Hurts, despite the money the Eagles owe him, that if he doesn't perform at a very high level, things could get dicey for him very quickly. More pressure this year, Hurts or Sirianni, as we now all know all the details from last season. More on the Phillies, and we'll let you hear a national host talking about Sirianni and what could be on the horizon here. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.